This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. President Biden's nominee for Secretary of Agriculture will have a big say over the U.S. Forest Service. During Tom Vilsack's confirmation hearing today, Senator Michael Bennett said forests are an essential part of the West. Vilsack agreed, pointing to the role they play from climate change to
the outdoor recreational opportunities, the economy, the impact of forests in terms of outdoor recreation, hunting, fishing, biking, hiking, et cetera, all very, very significant job growth connected to it.
Bennett invited Vilsack to meet with Colorado farmers and ranchers to discuss how they had to adapt to drought and wildfires. The Aurora City Council is one step closer to stricter rules for oil and gas drilling. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Aurora is Colorado's third largest city and a new frontier for the oil and gas industry. In 2019, the city council approved agreements allowing two companies to drill. Local activists opposed the move. The proposal for future drilling projects is tougher. Officials would prioritize public health and safety when approving new wells, and companies would be required to monitor for air and water pollution. No council members objected to the plan Monday night, but it still needs a final vote at a future meeting. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up in 5 minutes, the legacy of college basketball coach John Chaney, who coached at Temple University in Philadelphia. He died on Friday at the age of 89. Imagine if you could earn a bachelor's degree while you're on the job. It may be one way to catapult early childhood educators into higher level positions in the field.
It's so much more meaningful than going and just listening to the lecture and answering the syllabus.
An innovative bachelor's degree program that has university faculty and coaches giving feedback on the job. That story in the next half hour of All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, federal lawmakers launch an investigation into meatpacking plants, including JBS and Greeley, for failing to protect workers from COVID-19. You can read CPR's Natalia Navarro's story at CPR.org. 63 degrees in Denver. It is summertime. 60 in Colorado Springs, 64 in Pueblo, 52 in Grand Junction, 45 in Vail. This is CPR News.